Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time to grab that favorite beverage and sit back and relax as we hear the messages for today. And here is the magical DC Love to tell you all about herself.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's such an honor to be here. My crazy journey started with delicious sugar cookies that had amazing sprinkles on top of them. And they were in a big, massive 2-pound container, and they flew off my kitchen countertop onto my kitchen floor. What a mess. Cookies and sprinkles everywhere. And if that's not enough to get your attention, I then had my cousin's friend, her name was Connie. She started to communicate with me by texting me on my own phone. I was not ready for that. I got freaked out, and I was erasing as fast as she was texting. And the next thing that happened to really, you know, really get my attention, spirit sat upon me. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. I was screaming, get off of me. So I listened because I couldn't do anything else, and it propelled me forward to where I am today. What an amazing path that I found myself on. Everything that happened was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I discovered that I had a really strong connection with spirit as well. Since that time, I've never looked back. I did have a work background, though, that was in law enforcement, and I traded in my .357, that's a gun, and now I use love as my revolver. I offer angelic love and divine healing, and I channel messages and bring forth guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide Joan Rivers. Joan is, she's still one of my beautiful guides. It did take me quite a while to realize, okay, Joan, you truly are divine. At the time we met, she threatened me, and amazingly enough, we've been together ever since. Joan has left this door open, and it feels to me as though it's a revolving door because those on the other side, they walk through it continually. And my chance encounter with Joan has given me access, really, to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. It also helps me to have the ability to relate and to work with clients that are worldwide, as well as from all walks of life. Again, my journey has been anything but normal, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Normal's so overrated. And I'm so blessed to be here on radio to access an even wider audience and bring my unique brand of divine messages to people regularly. But long story short, my purpose is just to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. Barbara?
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, an energy upcycling practitioner, a dear innate practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author, among other things. I help people to gain understanding about who they are and what their life means and how to make changes to their beliefs that reflect who they are choosing to be instead of who they felt they had to be. So it's about bringing people out of that scarcity and lack and separation and all of that negative energy, and bringing them into unity and oneness and wholeness and completeness as they are empowered to create their own lives. And the energy around the planet right now is very much about coming into your power. It's about recognizing what you used to believe and letting go of it. And sometimes it feels completely crazy and overwhelming, and you're like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do with this? Well, you're just supposed to let it go. Let it go. That's what guidance is always saying. Just let it go. Let it go. Don't let it become something that you have to do, because it's not. Just let it go. So allow yourself to move forward in your own life. And that's something that I teach people how to do. So if you are looking for that sort of instructions or to make changes like that in your own life, then feel free to contact me or check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. You can send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. This is about you. This is about your life. This is about you becoming who you are. And I welcome each and every one of you to wake up and start being you. Now it is time for us to hear the messages that are here for us today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, I have a couple messages, and you're saying it's time to wake up. Barbara, this morning I think I need Juan Valdez, and I need a whole field of coffee beans. I've been up since almost 4 o'clock, a little bit before that channeling. So I had a cup of coffee, and it didn't do it. I need the whole field of coffee beans. But I will start off with a beautiful little prayer that I was guided to read. And this prayer was written by Stacy Wall. Dearest guardian angels, please watch over me and keep me safe. Help me to embrace this day and the endless possibilities it offers. Illuminate all of the good that comes my way, and help me to stay in a place of gratitude, realizing that my life overflows with abundance and beauty. Guide my footsteps so that I stay true to a path that is good and right and designed especially for me. Give me strength to make choices that are in my highest good. Let me truly live my divine purpose. Help me to serve in some way today. Let me use the gift of this day to help someone heal. Let me be God's hands, His heart, His voice in this world. Let me live my life as an expression of the divine in physical form. Help me to do my part to heal our beautiful planet. Help me spread love and joy today. Help me always to be kind, compassionate, patient, and understanding. Angels, thank you for staying by my side, guiding and protecting me now and always. I am grateful beyond measure, and so it is. So that was a beautiful little prayer that I was excited to read. Now I have a quote. Life is too short to get bogged down and be discouraged. You have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other, smile, and just keep on rolling. So you may not be familiar with that quote, Barbara, but it was actually written by Kobe Bryant. And with that being said, here's a little message that I channeled early this morning, around 4 a.m. So it was early, my goodness. Good morning, everyone. The first thing that I'm hearing is life must be understood backward, but lived forward. And with that being said, I see Ryan Adragna and Kobe Bryant touching their balding heads and laughing. Kobe is wearing a Lakers uniform, and Ryan is wearing a Sacred Embers uniform. Thank goodness that I don't do drugs, Barbara, because this visitation last night, it was crazy enough all by itself. So both men, they were just, you know, talking, and they have such love for their daughters, and they really love being a dad. I was then reminded that love never dies. Kobe wants all of us to remember that we are each responsible for how people remember us or don't. And Ryan added, give into your heart's desires, into that urge. Life is a gift. There's not a guarantee. Make each day count. And how would you live your life? How would your life look if you lived it as if it was only here for a short time? And that really makes you think. They both feel that all the challenges that we go through while we're here, they help us to grow. And then I began to see the movie Titanic. And I began to have a little bit of nervous laughter as well, because I, of course, in a past lifetime, I went down with the ship. And I have never gotten rid of my fear of deep water. So then I hear Ryan say, "That damn Titanic," and he's laughing. "Yep, it's a reminder to make each day count, folks." He laughs, and he's saying, "Yeah, and it's also a reminder of how I connected with so many of my soul family that are in the Sacred Embers Network. And, Barbara, I believe you were on the Titanic with us."
Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, like I said, I'm terrified still of deep water. I am terrified. So I didn't get rid of that. But then he's saying, "Life is a gift. Don't waste it." I was hearing the song, "My Heart Will Go On." And that, of course, was one of the songs played with the movie Titanic. And then Colby reminds us to make time for family and to hang out with friends. And he also talked about what an inspiration that his children have been to him. And Ryan agreed in saying his girls, his honey girls, they mean the world to him, as well as being the reason that he basically, he looks like Homer Simpson. And I don't know if you're familiar with Homer Simpson, but he only had a couple hairs on his head, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so and then he said, yeah, and Elizabeth, she's 16 now, and she could drive legally. And he put the emphasis on legally. He's saying, you know what, I wouldn't have any hair left at this point. But now Colby, he was showing off some fancy footwork. I didn't realize what a great dancer he was, Barbara. Besides being like a famous basketball player, he could really dance.
Wow.
And I was in awe. I was like, wow, what a great dancer. And then I saw him with our own Jan Drake Bakke. She's with our network. And the two of them were dancing, and there were beautiful swirling rays of golden light surrounding them both. And I felt like I was watching Dancing with the Stars. But then I'm starting to smell around, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I smell this delicious Mexican food. And Colby asked Ryan to join him. And they were sitting at a table in his favorite restaurant in Fullerton, California. Now, I've never been to Fullerton, but I do have family there. So, meanwhile, Jan was showing me some of her amazing dance moves. And then after a few minutes, Jan is looking at me and seeing how I can't dance, Barbara. And I'm saying to her, "Jan, I think it's going to take me at least a few more lifetimes before I get the hang of this stuff." So we both laughed and we agreed. And we ended up joining Ryan and Colby for some delicious Mexican food. And then I heard the song, "We Are Family." And then Ryan came in, he's wishing everyone a fan-damn-fucking-tabulous day. And he's saying, "Folks, don't forget to clear any energy that's not love. Allow it to be transmuted to Gaia for your highest good." And that's how that fucking works. And at that point, Jackson woke up Barbara, and he was screaming, "I want Ryan."
Oh, my goodness.
So Ryan reminded us that we don't have to try too hard, that the universe will take care of us. So it is written, and so it is done. And both he and Colby, they both sent much love, appreciation, and gratitude. And then I was hearing the song, "I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing in Perfect Harmony." And then I saw Ryan and Colby, they were shooting hoops. And Ryan turned to Colby and said, "Morning with Jesus is coming up this morning. You've got to check it out, along with all the other amazing shows." And then they waved goodbye. And that was the little visitation that I had, Barbara.
Oh, you have such interesting life.
Like I said, I do not do drugs. Honestly, I don't do drugs.
You don't need to.
He connects at the same time. He always knows when Ryan is here. And Monday night, I celebrated my sixth year on radio, and I saw these orbs on the ceiling. I'm thinking, I know Ryan comes in as an orb. Well, Ryan was there, Colby, I guess, and a whole bunch. And I said, "My goodness, if I knew you were coming, I would have cleaned." And then I had one of our own, Tina from the network. She said, "How did you start?" And I said, "Tina, I started by just being thrown on radio, basically." I said, "I did have my chakras cleaned. Barbara cleaned my chakras. I remember connecting with you, and you said, if you had the opportunity to do anything, what would it be?" And I said, "Clean my chakras." And you at that point did it, and we talked for about 45 minutes on air, Barbara. So then after that, I connected. I did a couple of Reiki classes, and the next thing I knew, I was on live radio. And I, you know, I was with a male co-host, and he said, "What, you know, what shows have you been on?" You know, what I said, "I've never done anything like this," you know. So he said, "How about we just switch off readings?" I'm like, "Okay." So that's how all the craziness began. But you got my chakras into alignment, and I was able to go forward. What could I say?
Well, good.
So, yeah, so it's been a crazy journey, and I'm just so blessed to be here. And I don't know, the craziness is getting crazier, I guess. But I am enjoying every moment of it. And I thank you for, you know, for being there, because without you, I think without having those chakras put into alignment and everything, I probably wouldn't have the courage to have gone forward. So you did a great job, Barbara. You were truly amazing, and you're still truly amazing. And Ginger's coming in. She's saying, "Auntie Barbara, I think you still have a couple more names that you have to add to that amazing name that you currently have." So.
Oh, my goodness.
You've
got
to make
it take me
a room
while
on the paper.
Used to that one.
Yep. So that, I guess that's what I have for today. Those are my messages.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you. Okay, and here is what Jesus wants to say to us now. You each have more potential than you realize. More potential to have an amazing, truly amazing life. More potential to have everything that you desire, to have the prosperity that you've dreamed of, but always felt that you couldn't have. It's time to let go of believing that you can't, because you can. You can. You can. And this brings to mind that game that children play called Mother May I. And you say, "Mother, may I," and you ask for whatever it is you really want to experience in that moment. And Mother says, "Yes." Life is like that as well. You can talk to the Creator, God, Allah, Buddha, whomever it is that you connect with. And you can simply ask, "May I?" And they will say yes. They will always say yes. Because you have the freedom to be who you are choosing to be. No one else controls you. No one else controls your life. No one else dictates what you can and cannot do. You are the one that chooses. And yes, you may. You may be rich. You may be loved. You may be famous. You may be whatever it is that you desire. The answer is always yes. The universe is on your side. The universe is helping you to create what you desire. So know what it is that you desire. Speak it. Speak it as if it is already there. Say, "I am rich. I am healthy. I am powerful. I am amazing." Whatever it is that you desire, speak it into being. You have that power. You truly do. You have that power. And now is the time for you to begin to step into that power and to make the changes in your life that reflect the truth of who you are. We encourage each of you to begin doing this now, today, right now. This is your life. Make it the best that it can possibly be. We love you, and we support you in all that you do. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Beautiful. Thank you, Barbara. That was awesome.
All right, we are now going to go to the part of the show where people can ask us questions and we give them answers. So if you want to talk to us, call 646-716-5045. And don't forget to press the number 1 so we'll know that you have something you want to talk about Otherwise, we'll probably just let you listen. Okay, let's go to our first caller, and it is Nathaniel.
Hey.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you doing?
Hi, Nathaniel.
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you, ladies?
Doing great.
Yeah, doing great. So what's on your mind today?
Well, what an awesome message, huh? From D.C. and all that. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Nathaniel. Well, you know what? Barbara is, you know, quite an inspiration to me, so...
That's great.
When I started to channel and I was talking about channeling, you know, seeing the stars and everything, she said, "You're going to channel the stars," but she meant the Hollywood stars. So she always lets me know what's going on.
Wow. Well, that's my hometown.
Well, you know what? I'm hearing a message. I don't know who it's from, Nathaniel. I think it's Ginger. She's saying, "Show me the money." And she's saying, she's hanging out with the Angel of Abundance, and the Angel of Abundance is here for you, Nathaniel.
Thanks.
You've got to have a little faith.
I really appreciate that, Angel. Faith.
Well,
faith,
you know what? It's amazing. So stop worrying. Stop stressing over everything, Nathaniel.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No, you've got to stay positive and just, you know, expect good things because it's your birthright.
Yeah, I've really been changing my mindset on all that, you know. I mean, it's been a rough year and rough 2 years.
It has.
And, you know, I just, you know, you got to break your mindset of, you know, of all the abundance and pain, thinking that we're here for pain and we're here for pleasure and to enjoy ourselves and, all that other good stuff.
Well, you're doing an amazing job, Nathaniel. I'm so, you know, amazed at the progress you've made since you've been connecting with us.
Yeah.
You're doing an amazing job.
Oh, thank you.
You just got to realize, you know, how you've gone forward and you're evolving and it's just evolving and it's just so amazing to watch, you know, the growth that you've had, you know. And I'm getting... You know, the prosperity angels are with the abundance angels, same thing. And I'm just seeing, like, Ginger showed me this constant flow coming your way, you know?
Yeah, I can feel it.
So you're going to see, like, an increased flow, okay? And just be ready, be willing, and just open your arms wide to receive, okay?
Wow,
and you've got to trust in yourself, Nathaniel, and you've got to believe that you can do anything because anything is truly possible.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you've got to have that mindset. You really do. Because you're here to do great things, and I told you before, you're a healer. So you start using your healing powers on yourself, believe in yourself, and then you can start to, you know, help to heal others as well. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So just, you know, connect with your healing energy, too. And the angels are saying, Nathaniel, we're here with you, and we're going to help you to have a little bit more fun, to really enjoy yourself, to have some good times with, you know, those that you love, okay? And to start creating some, like, happy memories, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because you sort of need, you sort of, Ginger's saying, he sort of needs a break from the same old, okay?
Right.
You've got to, you know, and embrace laughter, have some good times, and... Do you watch some comedy shows? I mean, I love to watch, you know, really funny movies.
Yeah, that's, you know, I kind of like watching the news, but it's so depressing sometimes.
I don't like to watch it too often, Daniel.
Yeah, so you just got to make your life as happy as it can be. And, you know, I mean, so I'm thinking about, you know, just making my world a wonderful world and then expand on, you know. So I think you can't only really work on yourself, you know. You can't change other people, you know, so.
And Ginger's handing you a beautiful stone. It's rose quartz. And it's going to help you to work on that unconditional love that we talk about, to help you to love yourself more, to love your circumstances unconditionally. Okay, so I don't know if you have any rose quartz, Nathaniel.
No, I may have a little rose quartz here. I poured out all my crystals a couple days ago on the counter or on my little nightstand here.
Okay.
And right beside the bed here, so they're kind of all close.
Okay, and we have Archangel Michael. He's coming in, and he's going to help you to have the courage that you need to go forward, to not be afraid, okay? Oh. And he's going to help you to really to stay on that beautiful path. And, you know, he's going to walk that path with you, Nathaniel. Okay, so you've got to believe in yourself, and you've got to believe in all the amazing things that you're here to do, Nathaniel. Okay? Don't try to force yourself. Just, you know, allow. Allow the universe to guide you. Go with that natural flow. And when you do, you're going to see that, wow, I don't have any resistance when I do that. And it's going to help you to go, you know, further a lot faster as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like I said, connect with your angels and allow them to inspire you. Because at times, Nathaniel, you have a little bit of, like, procrastination there.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and the angels are there to nudge you forward, to help you to have those ideas, to inspire you and, you know, allow you to receive. And then when you receive this information, divine downloads, it's time to take action and go forward, okay? And they're saying, Nathaniel, this new is coming your way. It's on the horizon. They're trying to get you excited. They're trying to get you prepared. This is going to be a change that is for your good, and it's almost here. So it's time to get started, Nathaniel. And when you do, when you listen and you act, you're going to see all the expansion that you're going to have. That's what I have for today. I hope that helped you, Nathaniel.
Oh, yeah, sure. Thank you, KC.
You're welcome. Barbara?
Okay, Nathaniel, and here is the goddess asked to talk to you. This is all about letting go of the patterns, letting go of the patterns that have been running your life as long as you've been alive. And we want you now to start letting them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. You don't need all of those old patterns. And let go of the belief that you get security and protection from those patterns, because you don't. It's just a way of not allowing yourself the freedom to be you. And it is time for you to be you. It is time for you to be you. It is time for you to be you. And so we are clearing out the old patterns, the old habits, the old ways of being, the old ways of thinking that this is how life works. And when you go to sleep at night, you have the belief that when you wake up in the morning, everything will be pretty much the same, and you will just need to make it through. We are giving you the freedom to decide when you go to sleep at night that you can wake up and your life can be completely different, and you wake up to a life that is completely different. We are giving you back the power to create your life, to create it in an instant, to create it in a moment, to no longer be stuck and who you used to be. We are clearing you and everyone else who wishes to be cleared of this, of all of these old patterns, all of the repetition, all of the habits, all of the energy that weighs you down. We are taking it away. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. And you are now free to be you. You are now free to create your life the way you desire for it to be. You have the freedom to be whoever you choose to be. You have the freedom. You have the freedom. You have the freedom and the power to change. It is yours. It is yours. It is yours. Now. Okay, that's what she wanted to do.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Ah, you are welcome. So now you can create your life in new and exciting ways and start living the truth of who you are. Doesn't that sound like fun?
Yeah, I've cleared out a lot of my things. I've given it to Goodwill. I gave some to my massage therapist and stuff. So I'm trying to, you know, I still have a few books and think that's how I want to go through and stuff. But I've given over half the stuff away that I've had, I think, in the last week.
Wonderful. Well, keep up the good work. You're clearing out your life, both in the physical sense and in the spiritual sense. So it's wonderful. You are going to just create this beautiful new existence that is filled with love and music.
I should be going back to work in a week. I think it's about a week now. So I'll be back at the security. So I'll be back there. And I don't know if my brother's wife will be able to come back from China about getting quarantined or something. So I don't know what's going to happen there. Because I may have to move, you know, when she gets back.
Well, there's nothing for you to worry about. You know, this is you creating your life. So just decide what it is you truly desire.
Uh-huh.
And let it come to you. Don't think about, you know, what if. Just decide what it is you desire and allow it to come to you. Okay?
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, ladies. Have a great day.
You too, sweetheart. Talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and we are now going to the caller from area code 551. Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hi, this is Catherine.
Hello, Catherine. What can we do for you today?
I'm just, any messages from Spirit for me?
Okay. You see, what are you getting for Catherine?
Oh, it's Catherine.
I'm sorry?
It's Tasha.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard Catherine when you said it. You see? Are you muted? Okay. I don't know what happened to DC. Must be something going on that she needs to deal with. Okay, so here is the goddess Ast, and she is going to give you a message. And when she gives you a message, she also does some energy clearing work on you. So you may feel something or you may not. Some people feel it, some people don't. It works whether you feel it or not. Okay, here is what she wants to say. Let go. Let go. You tend to hang on to things. You tend to want that feeling of safety, that security, of knowing how things will be. Let go. You want to move forward in your life. You want your life to be better. You want it to change, but you're not willing to let it change. You have to let go. You can't have it change and not have it change. It's just impossible to do both. We encourage you to let go. Know what it is that you truly intend. Know who you intend to be. Know what it is that you truly desire in your life. Get to know yourself. Spend some time looking within, seeing what is important to you, and letting go of what no longer matters. We want you to let go of almost everything that you have within you. And we say this often, and people are always skeptical and think, oh my gosh, I can't let go of everything. But yes, you can. We encourage you strongly, let go, let go, let go. Whatever comes up, let it go, let it go. We are clearing you now of a lot of old beliefs and things that are coming up that are getting in your way of moving forward in your own life. And we are moving them out of you, out of your life, out of your existence, They are no longer a part of who you are. You are changing right now in this moment. So just let go. Take a deep breath and let go. Allow yourself to move forward. There is so much here for you. It already exists, and it's ready to come into your life. Open up to receiving. Just open up to receiving. Allow yourself to receive, knowing that it is going to be what is for your highest good. Let go of any fear about receiving anything bad. Just let it go, let it go, let it go. It's about you moving forward and becoming you. That is what is important. And that is the only thing that is important. And we want you to just let go of everything else. Let go of everyone else. Let go of all those old thoughts and all those old feelings. Just let go. Take another nice deep breath. And let go. Let go. Let go. We are bringing you into alignment with the truth of your own heart. This is who you truly came here to be. And now is the time for you to let go and become you. You are loved, and you are protected, and you are guided, and there is absolutely nothing for you to be afraid of. Just let go. Just let go. Let go. Okay, that's what she wanted to say to you.
Thank you. God, that really resonates.
Good. Well, here is DC. She called back in. Let's see if we can get her this time.
Hello,
okay.
Barbara. Sorry about that. My connection just went on me.
Oh,
but I'm back. Well, you know what? I live on a mountain, and it was 19 this morning, so.
Wow.
It happened. Excuse me?
Where do you live?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. You're not near to me. What part?
Northeast, honey. Who am I speaking with?
This is Tasha.
Hi, honey. Did you have, like, a specific question when you called in?
I just wanted to know if I had any messages. I'm also looking to move and just wanted to see where is the best place for me.
Okay. Okay, I'm just going to see what they give me, hon, and I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm getting moving would be a good idea, but you've got to really, you know, decide where it is that you want to be. Okay, have you thought about different areas, hon?
Yes.
Okay, because the angels, they don't, you know, tell you where to live. It really is up to you, but they're saying, you know, this would be a great time because I'm hearing there's going to be opportunities, there's going to be a chance for you to really show off how creative you are, to use your talents. I'm hearing the word success. Okay? So
I've got, like, a couple of places in mind. Can you just
energetically? Yes, what would be the
First place that I've been, I'm between four places. I have, like, this love for Philadelphia, but I wanted to be in warm weather. And then the next one was Dallas, and then the one after that was Atlanta. And then
okay, well, for Philadelphia, I see, like, little four-leaf clovers around you. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm getting, you know, like, that would be a lucky place. And the next one was Dallas, you said?
Yes.
Okay. And would that be Dallas, Texas?
Yes, Dallas, Texas.
Okay, I got, like, a maybe for that. Okay. So that one I only got a maybe for.
And then the next one was Atlanta.
Okay, Atlanta, Georgia?
Yes.
I got a yes for that one.
I used to live there.
Okay. Are you in a relationship with someone?
No, I actually broke up with him.
Okay, because I was getting a K name. Is there anyone that you know with a first name or a last name with the letter K that begins with K?
like personally, I have a my best friend. Her name starts with a K.
Okay, because I got a K around it, but I believe it may be male, not a female. And what would be the last place that you were talking about?
Houston.
Okay, Houston, I got a yes, that you could really do something, you know, entrepreneurial.
Okay. So
that one is good, but you know what? You've got a lot of crazy energy in you, and you've got to resolve that crazy energy. It's a lot of nervous energy, and the easiest way to do that is change that nervous energy into excitement. Change it to exciting energy. Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm just trying to, because I know I'm going to be going alone, so I just wanted, like, I know I have a lot of support in Georgia. Oh, and I have, and I was also considering Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, I got a maybe. I got a maybe with Tampa. Okay.
In Orlando.
But I'm gonna, Barbara, honey, I want Barbara to come back in. Because I really want to get rid of that nervous energy so that it, you know, it does turn to excitement and not, you know, the nervous energy is going to hold you back no matter where you go, okay?
Okay.
So we want to get rid of that. Barbara?
Okay. Well, let's see if the goddess asks wants to do a little more letting go with you. When you think about your future and you think about it with excitement, that builds up anticipation, a sort of delicious or delightful anticipation, and it allows you to look forward to your life. When you look at it with anxiety, that brings in the nervousness, and that really repels what you actually desire. So we want you to just let go of the need to be nervous. And start thinking of things as being something you are deliciously anticipating. See your life as a yummy experience, and it is going to be filled with wonderful, wonderful aspects that you get to experience, that you get to benefit from, that you get to grow as a result of. And no matter what happens, you will always see the good in every moment. So we are realigning you, taking away the anxiety and the nervousness, and bringing in the delicious anticipation of what you are creating. Okay, that's what she wanted to do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, DC, did you have anything else for her?
I believe that would be it. I mean, she could really basically thrive wherever she wants. You know, she's just got to have the right mindset. And I did feel like there are going to be, like, a lot of entrepreneurial possibilities. And maybe the K name that I spoke of, maybe that will be, like, a partner even in those, you know, entrepreneurial opportunities that come her way.
Okay, yeah, looking into that right now.
Okay. Because you've been working hard, and Ginger, my dog Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, girlfriend, just get your ducks all in a row. Okay? She's saying your dreams are going to manifest, but get those ducks all in a row. Okay?
Okay.
God bless, hon.
God bless. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. Okay, you see, our next is a question from the chat room, and this is from Little Fairy. And she says that human resources verbally harassed her and made false allegations about her work performance because she wanted a transfer. She wrote a letter to authorities concerned and would like to ask if things will turn in her favor. So what are you getting for Little Fairy?
I'm getting yes, things will be fine. She's got to really visualize what she is wanting, what kind of outcome. Just write it down and look at it. Okay, remain optimistic. Put that positive energy out there in regard to changing that situation. Okay. Barbara, I'm getting, you know, she's talking about this, but I'm actually getting that there are two issues that she has on her mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she's got to address both of them equally. And I'm getting, you know, that things should turn out well. So possibly one would be, you know, with someone else that she works with, and then the other would be about, you know, maybe changing positions. Okay, and I am getting, it's sort of like, this is like a little nudge from the universe to decide if it's time, you know, to leave, to go forward. Because I feel like what she's doing right now is no longer serving her. And this is a time of renewal. And if you're brave enough to go forward, you're going to connect with the most magnificent things. Barbara, that's what I have.
Okay, thank you. And Lil Fairy, here is the goddess asked to tell you what she wants you to know. A part of this has to do with you changing your mindset. And we strongly encourage you to let go. And we know letting go has been the theme for today, but we are still sticking with that. You have so many beliefs that hold you back, beliefs that people are against you, the world is against you, your employer is against you, whomever it is against you. And this kind of belief makes you a victim, and a victim never wins. We'll say that so that you can really hear it. A victim never wins. A victim never wins. A victim must remain a victim. That is why you must release the whole belief in being a victim. Because when you are a victim, you are giving your power away to other people, to authorities, to employers, to governments, to whoever it is that you feel is taking advantage of you. Stop being a victim. You are not a victim. You are not a victim. You are not a victim. You are a very powerful woman, and it is time for you to start standing in your power. Start seeing what you desire. Start allowing it into your life. Create it. Recognize yourself. Recognize your abilities. Recognize your life. Let go of the need to have someone save you. You don't need to be saved. You don't need to be saved. You never need to be saved because you are not a victim. You are not a victim. You are not a victim. And we are clearing out that energy from you. We are clearing out all of that old yucky belief that says you can't. We are removing it. Please don't bring it back, because it is time for you to be the powerful you that you came here to be, and to make the choices that are right for you, and to know that it is all going to work out for your highest good, and that the universe is on your side. You are loved and supported in everything that you do. You are loved and supported in everything that you do. You are loved and supported in everything that you do. Accept that, live that, and allow your life to move forward. Okay, little fairy, that's what she wanted to say. So just take that in. You may want to go back and listen to her again after the show is over, and let that energy work through you so that you can truly begin to let go and to move forward in who you are being. It's time. It truly is time. All right, DC, that is everyone for today.
Awesome. I was sitting there, and Jackson is saying to me before, what happened? The show's over so fast. So it looks that way. He had no show, no Toy Story.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm glad at least I reconnected before the show was totally over, Barbara.
Me too.
Yes. And I hope you have a nice, warm, wonderful day. It It got a little bit warmer here. We have 23. It's a heat wave.
Oh, my. Almost time to pull out the shorts.
Yeah. Another couple of degrees. I'm just waiting a couple more degrees. Nothing like taking a walk in the snow and sleet, I'll tell you. it really wakes you up.
Yeah. Well, keep warm and have fun.
Thank you. And I look forward to reconnecting on Sunday with Love and Amazing Grace. And
yes.
Colby enjoyed listening to you, Barbara. He thinks you're amazing.
Well, thank you.
Yes. So he's saying he's going to tune in more often.
Okay.
So have a wonderful day. Bye, everybody. Love you.
Bye-bye.